Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, March 12th, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Block Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable. He's funny. It's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
Yeah, well, you're hearing his voice. You're hearing my voice. Just since watching this damn Rangers lose. And we're a little bummed out about that. But we're glad you joined us here today. You can get a hold of us here, listen on your phone, and then you'll talk to us. 619-393-6728. You can also get the chat room. I'm in there. G's in there. That's at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. So we're in there. And don't forget to switch your clocks, I guess, moving ahead. I can't stand this. I wish they just leave the damn thing alone. It's like I don't understand it anymore. Arizona, the only state that doesn't do it. Leave the damn clocks alone. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit back and forth, back and forth. Leave the clocks alone. Now I lose an hour of my weekend. Do it during the week or something. I got to lose a weekend, an hour. I could be back to work earlier than normal. They should get work should be 7 hours on Monday, not 8 hours. Anyway, G, how you doing today? I know we're disgusted, like.
Yeah, just disgusting after watching that Ranger game. It's tough to, you know, you got to do a show, but the show must go on anyway. So, before we get going, once again, we lost a couple of people in the music industry. One was George Martin. He was one of the great producers. He was producer to the world's greatest band, and here's a little tribute to George Martin.
Letting our customers choose what to pay based on their budget is pretty edgy.
Obvious, that's not obvious. You know, my production company is, you know, they can't get anything right. So anyway, here it is.
Say goodbye,
I say hello. The man referred to as the Fifth Beatle, Sir George Martin, has died aged 90. The English record producer, arranger, composer's career spanned 7 decades, signed the Beatles, and produced more than 700 records. Martin was lovingly referred to as the Fifth Beatle because of his personal involvement on each of the Beatles' original albums. News of his passing on Tuesday came from former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr's Twitter account in the early hours of Wednesday morning. The 75-year-old said, "God bless George Martin. Peace and love to Judy and his family. Love, Ringo and Barbara. George will be missed." Born in London in 1926, Martin began producing records for EMI's Parlophone label in 1950. In his early years as a producer, he worked on comedy records with comedians Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan.
Try to see it my way.
In 1962, he signed the Beatles after hearing their demo tape. He went on to shape the band's career from the head-shaking days of the early 60s to the trippy, psychedelic sounds of later albums. A producer's role is still a mystery to most music listeners, isn't it? Martin said in a 2012 interview with the Journal. Put simply, my job was to make sure recordings were artistically exceptional and commercially appealing, maximizing the qualities of artists and songs. Martin had a relaxed demeanor, and on many occasions, songwriters Lennon and McCartney left him to arrange their songs. The String Quartet on Yesterday is his work, a piece of music for which years later he'd still talk about.
When we did it, Paul scribbled on it. He said, "You haven't got my name on it. This is it." Yes. And he wrote on it at the top here, "By Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Martin Esquire, and Mozart." Just his reference to the fact that it was a kind of classical piece of music.
Martin also produced two of the best-known James Bond themes, Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey in 1964,
Goldfinger,
and 1973's Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Live and Let Die.
A winner of six Grammys, Martin still holds Billboard's record for producing the most number one pop singles, 23 in all. In 1996, he was knighted Sir George Martin. Then, in 1999, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was the great George Martin, of course, the great producer of the Beatles. Our condolences go out to Martin and his family. We also lost now another giant in the music industry. Of course, the great Keith Emerson. And let's listen in on a little tribute on Keith Emerson.
Keith Emerson was a founding member and keyboardist of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and a progressive rock legend. He died Friday in Santa Monica, California. He was 71 years old. According to Rolling Stone magazine, the cause of death was not disclosed. With ELP, Emerson recorded 9 studio LPs, including their landmark 1973 album, Brain Salad Surgery. Emerson served as co-writer on that album's most enduring track, Carnival 9.
In case you're not aware of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, here's a little of their music.
Yeah.
That was the great Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I got to see him one time in the Nassau Coliseum. It was a very bad, icy day. I'm lucky we made it there, but we did, and I got to see him. So our condolences go out to Keith Emerson's family. And, brother, I'm going to leave the last one for you because you probably know more about it than I do. Of course, the late, great Nancy Reagan.
Yes. You know, Nancy Reagan passed away at 94 last year. I tell you, you see a lot of celebrities, you see a lot of love stories, you know, and but this one with Ronald Reagan and Nancy Davis, you know, Nancy Reagan was amazing. I mean, you could tell these two are really, really, really in love. The letters that they wrote to each other, and there really wouldn't be, I don't think, a President Reagan, who was my favorite president, I don't think it wasn't for Nancy Reagan. So she passed away, so we sent our condolences out to the Reagan family. And I have to say one thing. I'm always on Hillary Clinton's case. I can't stand her. She's a phony. But I say she took time off out of a political campaign to go to that funeral. That said a lot to me. It was pretty good that she did that. So condolences out to the Reagan family. All right there, brother. A lot of deaths in the music business, it seems like. I don't know, lately. 15 last year, this year. And last night, I was minding my business. I was up, and I get a text or a Facebook message from The Wizard, the Dave Mason fan there, and heard that the Dave Mason collapsed in New Jersey. That's all I got. That's all he had was the Dave Mason collapsed at a show in New Jersey on stage. So, of course, I was panicking. I called you. I think you were maybe sleeping. I sent some texts out to people, and I got it back from a lady who was at the show. And, yeah, he did collapse. He walked out, though, on his own power. And heard from Dave today and saying that, you know, he had the flu recently and was dehydrated, came back too quick. And all the vitals, everything was good. And the test was good and got released today. So a little scared there when I got that. I'm saying to myself, oh, no, we talk about this all the time. But I got a little scared there last night, brother.
I know when, you know, when Debbie told me you called, I got nervous because we know that the last few times, you know, his voice going, you know, and then, so I'm saying, oh, man, don't tell me, you know. But, you know, I had to take my grandson there to the Little League game, and then when I got back, I gave you a call, and, you know, you finally got back to let me know that everything's okay because I worry. I mean, one thing great about Dave Mason is that if you're a Dave Mason fan like us, well, we appreciate it. He's always on the road. He's always touring. But maybe it's time that maybe he slows down a little because having Dave Mason a little is better than not having him at all. So I think it's time that this man just said, rest up and get well. And we're glad to hear that he's doing fine.
Yep, I agree with you there, brother. And so anyway, we're glad, Dave, get well, rest up, Dave, and we'll see you down the trail. Okay, there, brother. 619-393-6728 is your way into the show. You all listen to the 2G show. Brother, just real quick, I got to get something in here. Last night, you know, I'm a Donald Trump fan. I don't make that support. I don't make no bones about it. I don't care. And I mean, a lot of people don't like him. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, disliking him. But last night, brother, we see liberal loonies, the liberal left, the loonies, this Black Lives Matter crap. Donald Trump was giving a rally last night in Chicago, okay? And it's an organized thing where these people go in and they disrupt everything. And because of security reasons, and Donald Trump made the right decision, he had to cancel the rally. It bothers me, brother, because these people have a right to protest. You don't like Donald Trump, you have a right to protest. That's America. But you don't have the right to stop my right or the people who went, the 15, 20,000 people who went there. They don't like to listen to Donald Trump. So this is the liberal left. Okay, you don't see the Tea Party do this. You don't see it. It's always these Black Lives Matter, these left loonies that take over rallies and very violent. So I'm very disgusted with that yesterday. And I'm glad today he was in Ohio. Everything went fine today. These are two big states coming up, Florida, Ohio. You live in those states. Do something different, people. Get rid of the all talk, no action politicians and try something different. So I had to get that off my chest there, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, you follow that more than I do. I mean, you knew that something eventually was going to happen with, you know, with Donald Trump. You know what I mean? He's that charisma. You know, he says things that most people would like to say and they don't, you know. But they do have a right to protest. I mean, everybody has a right, but let's keep it, you know, safe and let's, you know, let's go on. I'm also, you can tell how disgusted people are, basically, as we always said, with the politicians. And this is a no-nonsense guy. This is, you know, people have been crying for a no-nonsense guy.
Exactly.
They're finally getting it. And let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens. All right there, brother. So we'll move on. Okay, brother, you and I talk about the Emmys a lot. You know, we always talk about, you know, the Emmy Awards and why the same people get nominated. And a lot of shows that we watch, especially The Walking Dead. You know, I thought Rick or Carol, one of these people should have been nominated once. But you called me on Monday, and we had a little discussion, and one of my favorite shows, and well, I think the great acting is the Bates Motel, brother. And you called me about it. Phenomenal acting, brother. Phenomenal acting.
I got to add it to you, because even though I knew about the Bates Motel and I was going to watch the Bates Motel, you know, but it wasn't really high on my radar, you're the one who told me, so I got to give you props here, to watch this show. It was like four or five shows into it already, and I'm glad I had to record it. Let me tell you something, you know. I give up with The Walking Dead. There's too many people on there. They're not going to vote for anybody on that show. But this Freddie Hightower, whatever his name is, this kid is phenomenal. This is an underrated show. People out there have not gotten into this, and you want to get into a show, this is the show to watch. I mean, the way that this kid is so sweet and then goes to evil, it's unbelievable. And the mother who, Famika Lika, whatever her name is, plays off his son so well. You know, I can't give it justice. I cannot give the show justice by talking about it. You have to literally watch it to see what we're talking about. It. Phenomenal acting. This kid, somebody deserved. If they don't get an Emmy or something, they just stop the shows because it's a joke.
I agree, brother. The way, you know, if you know Anthony Perkins, who played, you know, the original Psycho, I mean, this kid, I mean, you're right. He does a phenomenal job. And just being, you know, he's sweet, and then all of a sudden now he turns, and the mother, I mean, no one's going to know this because we watch the show, and you have to watch it. And when she goes to the cop and knocks on this door, and like nonchalant, like this is, like you're just asking for a donation to the Girl Scout cookies. And she asks him, she asks this cop, will you marry me? You have nothing else to do. You can see the craziness. I mean, if I saw that, I had to stop. I was laughing so hard. The way Vera Farmiga, whatever her name is, the way she plays it off, too, I mean, it's phenomenal. So I'm with you, brother. I think there's a lot of great shows out there. So many shows. That's what we're talking about.
Literally goes, you know, the reason why she goes up to him is because she needs insurance for her son. She finally wants to get him help. But she goes up to him and he goes, you got to marry me. He goes, I'm not marrying you. And she goes, why? You got nothing else to do. Oh, yeah.
The way she said that, it was so in character for her, the way she did it, too. It's just, she cries. It's a phenomenal show. The writing is fantastic. I love it. Again, there's a lot of shows out there. That's what you and I think we'll talk about Monday. I mean, you talk about Sopranos and the way that show really raised the bar, and I didn't watch that. But there are so many freaking good shows on television right now, I can't keep up. I mean, your DVR must be exploding soon.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know, when you record on the low rids, whatever it is, I mean, you can record a lot of shows on that. If you're going on the HD, it takes up a lot more space. I mean, I'm in the 90% recording of shows. I got shows that I didn't even know. Sometimes I wonder why I'm keeping it. I got like 18 shows. You know, you figure if you're not watching it after the first five or six shows, I mean, well, you know, might as well give it up and wait for Netflix. But, I mean, I don't want to take them off because I heard they're so good.
Yeah, I think I made a mistake. I got into a show called The Family, which is on the same time as The Walking Dead, but I taped it. I think I made a mistake because this is going to be like The Returned, where this kid comes back from. I think it's going to be one season and out. I really should let these shows go two or three seasons and then catch up, like I did with Ray Donovan, you know, like I did with Banshee, you know, because you get there's so many shows out there, and then you get wrapped up in one, and then they cancel it after one season. It's like, okay, I just wasted so much time, and I could have been watching something different.
Yeah, that's one thing. Sometimes it's good maybe if you record it. Like, I did have a couple of shows I was recording. I can't remember what they're now, and then I found out that they're not bringing them back. So I let him go. But the shows that I got now on TV, you know, it looks like they're having second seasons. So I guess I'm going to have to watch it. But, there are so many shows. I mean, people can't be watching everything. So some shows, they got to go. And that's one thing. You get invested in these shows. You got to hope they last.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct, brother. All right, brother. We got about 5-7 minutes left here to talk a little bit here. Let's do a little sports. There's two ways you could go. We were talking about the four sports and what was the biggest moment in each sport. You all want to know what my list was. Where do you want to go? We got about, we got about a good 9 minutes, so 8 minutes.
Well, first I want to know, you always tell people how my favorite, sport, the hockey there with the Rangers. But people have been calling me and tweeting me on my, which is, in case you want to tweet me, it's Gary the Hat. That's a D-A, Gary the Hat on the tweets there. You can get in touch with me. And the people, I mean, they've been flooding the tweets. They say, we always know about, your teams, but, MG, we don't know much about him. We like to know a lot about him, since he's the one who carries your show. And so, give me the four in order, from your best to your worst, of your teams, of what sports that you like the best.
And brother, for me, I'm trying to be brief because I want to just go on something else. But it switches for me, okay? So in the 90s, it was more the Knicks, okay? And then in the 80s, it was the Mets. But if I had to put them in order, I think that the one team my favorite team is probably the Mets. And I think that would be number one for me. I think it would be number one. I think the Knicks would be number four, okay? So number one of the Mets, I think, would be my number one team. Though I want the Rangers right now to win the Cup more than I want the Mets to win the World Series.
That's understandable. You know that.
Yeah. At number one, the Mets. I have number four, the Knicks. Two and three kind of interchange a little bit. I think hockey is one of the most exciting sports to watch. I already got a couple of – I would say Rangers two, and I would put the Giants three, and I'll put the Knicks number four. Again, but it switches for me. I'm a bandwagon kind of a New York fan. Hockey's always been your number one sport to me. I mean, I know you love your teams, and no doubt. But I think it changes for me. But I think Mets, Rangers, Giants, and the Knicks will be my final one.
That's pretty good. A bandwagon New York fan. That's funny because it is right. Like whatever's going well at the time, that's the team that you like the best.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you're not like that. You're equally into your teams. That's why it's hard for me to say the Rangers are your number one because I think it's slight. You are equally into all your teams. I have to say that. But always, since I in the family back in the 70s, and I've known you, I always know the Rangers were, if there is a number one for you, it maybe not be. But that's always a little top right there, the Rangers. It's very tight for you. So, all right, brother, we were going to talk about it. It's about five. What we got about left here?
But I'm going to say something. We had something that we were going to talk about. We probably need a little more time on that thing.
I agree. I agree.
They say that that baseball, this Goose Gossage came out the other day, and he's getting all over the young ball players, and there's been a little...
I heard about that. What did he say? Because I heard that he said something, but I didn't know what he said.
But in a way, I have to admit to some people because he is kind of like maybe a little like a hypocrite because he says, that Joey Bats there, when he flipped the bat, he's a disgrace to the old Latin players. He said that, he was aggravated that, just real quick, Ron, he's a steroid user, he gets a standing ovation, But basically, it was about the hot dog, and he calls that the new analytics guys the nerds. They're ruining baseball. It's not all about numbers. It's about heart. So he went on and on. But I have to give it to him. I have to say something because I didn't hear nothing when Goose Gossage had Reggie Jackson on the team. You know what I mean? Maybe they did it a little quieter back then. It was not that much publicity. But Reggie Jackson was a hot dog. You know what I mean? He started all this stuff. And also when you're talking about steroid guys and Braun, I mean, you do have A-Rod right on your own team because he's in camp right now, Goose Gossage, with the Yankees. But that was the big thing about, and the reason why that people are saying that you need, and Bryce Harper came out and says you need more personality in this game. It's a tired sport. People are not following it no more because there's no, you're not allowed to, to be a Cam Newton or a LeBron James or a Steph Curry in this sport. There's a stupid rule book that you got to go by. And young people are not watching. The numbers show that young people are not watching the sport. And then I say to them, you know, they say it's boring. Then how come hockey is not the most popular sport? If baseball is boring to them, hockey should be the most popular. There's got to be something else.
Good point. Good point. That's a great point. I've asked that question so many times. I mean, you don't really have the answer because you know him, but why isn't hockey, you know, I know it's a Canadian sport, why isn't hockey the most, it should be one of the most popular sports? But it's all about excitement level. You watch that Ranger game today, that 3-on-3 overtime. I mean, it's exciting. Even though it was a heartbreaking loss and aggravating, it's exciting. So you're right, but that's a good point. If baseball is boring and hockey is exciting, why isn't hockey? Good point.
You know, people say it's a Canadian sport. All right, it's a Canadian sport back in 1900. It's been in this country for over 100 years now, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I always wonder why, and they say the rules. There's more rules in football. There's more things in football. It's so simple, hockey rules, that, you know, that's
oh,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, brother. I mean, hockey is so easy to follow. Football is, like, harder to follow with the rules and stuff. And to me, I don't know, basketball, maybe because of, I don't know. I know it's more of an African-American sport. I mean, you could just get a pickup game, you get a basketball, and you shoot hoops. You know, hockey, you got to get a ring, you know, you got to get ice time, you got to get, you know, skates. So it's a little bit more expensive for people to get involved in hockey. I get that, which is why I think soccer is so big in these poor countries. You just got a soccer ball, put up a net, and you go.
Yeah.
You know, but that's an excellent point there. Excellent point. All right there, brother. Well, we're getting down near the end here. So fast show, went quick. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, first, what's Mom's friend there, Claire? Mom's friend,
yes.
Claire?
Yes.
Yeah, she, I want to put, you know, the bones out to the family there, and that well, Mom was a brother of us.
Friend.
Over this last week, but anyway, let's give it, you know, FGCU, let's go, they're in the tournament again, Dunk City is back,
mm-hmm.
So let's see what happens, that's your alma mater there, it's good to see that, you know, at least we can root for one game, but it was good to see that they won the Sun there, so hats off and good luck to FGCU in the tournament. Thanks for everybody listening around the world, wherever you're listening to. We really appreciate it. Brother, great job. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care, easy.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned FGCU there, brother, because it's a nail-biter, but I'm saying to myself, you're home, all right, and you're playing this team which is like 8-18, and you're struggling to get a win. But, yeah, you still go to the tournament. That's a good thing. Let's see what FGCU can do. I'm glad Mom finally decided to listen to the show. She wasn't too busy last weekend. She's too busy to listen. We wished her a happy birthday on the 17th. She didn't listen. So, all right, brother, we'll be back next week. So make sure you tell everybody. Thanks for listening out there, people, and, you know, in the on demand. But listen live so you could get in on the show because we want your input on the show. So, for KCSNG, we will leave you with the great Dave Mason. Good night, America.
Hotel.